Salam alaikum. How are you doing, guys? How was this week? I certainly do hope that you had a wonderful week. I hope it was fruitful. I hope you were able to accomplish a thing or two. No matter how the week went, honestly, if you're listening to me today, you must be alive. So take a moment. Take a moment and give thanks. Breathe and say thank you to whoever you call God. I hope you're taking care of yourselves. And most importantly, I hope you're taking care of your loved ones. Guys, it is quite an interesting time to be alive. We live in a world today where we are so connected through the internet and yet we are so separated. We are so connected and yet we have the least understanding towards one another. We call this world a global village now and yet we speak different languages. Even though we all can express ourselves generally in maybe a couple of languages, we honestly do not understand what the other person is saying because in truth, we are not really out there seeking to understand what the other person is saying. But then again, we are called to be different. We are expected to be different. I say the very concept of being a human being means that you are called to be a higher form of being. You are not an animal. You are not a plant. You're a human being. It means your very state is to be better each and every single time. Before I go into today's podcast, I would like to give a big shout out to Chris Cocker. Now, he's a podcaster as well, and I would certainly recommend his work. You should take time to go and listen to him. He recently released a podcast where he had a conversation with a young man called Mordecaiah. And guys, that was probably the most challenging podcast I've ever listened to. It challenges you. It literally challenges you. And I'd like to say a very big thank you to architect Justice Cha, without whom I would not have come across the work of Chris Cocker. So thank you. Today's podcast, actually, I would like to talk about seeing the good in people. You know, in our society, honestly, guys, let's be honest, It is quite tough to see the good in other people. When we come across people, the first thing we actually notice is the bad side or the bad things that they express. That is why in a society, if you have lived in a country for 10 years and the country has been wonderful and kind to you, but one day you experience or you have an encounter with a racist, what do you say? Oh, these people are racist. You know, I'm like, you meet thousands of Nigerians who are wonderful, who are amazing, who are just there to help you, and you meet only one Nigerian who dupes you and you say, oh, they are all fraudsters. Or you meet a Ghanaian who, you know, is heartless and is just kind, you overlook that. But when you meet a Ghanaian who breaks your heart, you just say Ghanaians are heartbreakers. Well, guys, don't focus on the details, you know. The devil is not in the details, God is. Anyways, the point being, bad things stand out. In fact, good news don't sell. Honestly, good news don't sell. Bad news do. And they do so really well and fast. So our society has been primed to just focus on what's bad, what's evil. And I think, and I sincerely believe, you do something good, nobody hears about it. You do something bad, it's broadcasted. You do something evil, and oh, the publicity is more than CNN or BBC. So that just tells you. You realize that now if you go on the internet, nobody is aspiring to actually show values and principles that they think are values and principles that call us to be better. Vices are actually hailed on social media. So somebody who is doing something good would never have as much publicity as somebody who is doing something silly or something probably even stupid or foolish. Well, let me not be the moral judge. As I often say, as long as you're doing well, as long as you're taking care of yourself, as long as you're taking care of the people you love, and as long as you honestly believe in your heart of hearts you're causing no harm to someone else, then I don't know who can judge you. I really don't, except God. So, my challenge to you today is, as you go into this weekend, ask yourself, how do I see other people? I have come to the realization that when you start to see the good in people, you start to see opportunities where there once was none. You see, that is simply because when you believe that people have good in them, then you give them the environment or the opportunity to express such goodness. The truth is, everybody is capable of evil and everyone is also capable of good. I have a professor called Professor Aidib Abram, and one day I was talking and I said, "Oh, you know, this man is good." And he said, "Prince, be careful. When you say a person is good, what are you saying?" All that happened that day was you happened to get in contact with a good side of the person on that day. What if you got in touch with the bad side of the person on another day? Does the person become bad? I said, You know, this was a very eye-opening conversation I had with this man. I mean, every conversation I have with this man is very enlightening. He enlightens me a lot. It dawned on me that every man is actually capable of great evil. But every man is also capable of great good. So then, how are we supposed to see people? I would say this. If you see the evil in people, do not be naive to think that people are just completely good and everything they're going to do for you is going to be good. But also do not be paranoid to think that all they want to do is harm you or hurt you. But if you see the good in people, then you give them the environment. You actually create a stimulating environment, an enabling environment that pushes them to bring this goodness out. It means that you provoke the goodness out of them. Have you heard someone ever say, "Don't provoke me. Don't provoke me"? Often it's used in a negative sense. Do not provoke me to do something bad. Do not provoke me to do something I regret. What about if we could actually provoke a person to do good? Have you thought about that? That is a challenge I'm throwing out to you today. In everything you're doing, ask yourself, what can I do to bring out the goodness in this person or that person? What can I do to bring out the goodness in people? What can you do to bring out the goodness in yourself? You are a person too. You are a person too. Ultimately, when you start to see the good in other people, there's so many opportunities that come your way. So many opportunities that come your way. Things that you were blind to start to open up. That is because opportunities are not things. Opportunities are actually people. It is a person who is going to actually talk in your stead. It is a person who is going to negotiate behind closed doors for you. It is a person who is going to put in a word or two for you. They are all people. Choose to see the good in people. Decide. Even when reality shows you evil things again and again and again, make a decision that I will see the good in people. I'm not saying that you should be stupid and you should be foolish. I mean, when somebody is being an idiot, you should actually deal with the person as you think is right or as you think is fitting. Of course, within the confines of the law. But then again, as much as you can, decide to see the good in people. Do not say this person is evil. Say this person did something foolish or this person did something evil. But this person can also do something good. Because this person is capable of good. As a person who belongs to the Christian proclivity, I think all people are good. Because when God created us, He said, "And this is good." Now, have we fallen short of that mark? Yes. By far. By far. But people are good. They do bad stuff. But God created them good. And so everyone who does anything bad is inherently capable of such great good. Don't be a hypocrite today. You know yourself, you do so many silly things that nobody knows. Things that if people knew, their respect for you might even go down. You know it. There are things that you hold people to. There are certain standards you hold people to that even you yourself can't attain. You know that. Why be so hard on others? Decide to see the good in people today. As usual, this has been Prince Tego. Until I come your way next time, I hope you have a wonderful week next week. You take care of yourselves. And most importantly, let me know what you think about today's podcast. You are capable of great good. I believe that. And I certainly do hope that you believe that too. Cheers, guys.